Dr. Pinsky dictating a supplemental award on August 11, I'm sorry, supplemental report on August 11 regarding Timothy Dennison, D-E-N-N-I-S-O-N. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Dennison as described in the reports above pertaining to the event of 2/27/18. The additional documentation shows that shortly after being seen here in 2022, he returned to the orthopedic care of Dr. Islinger on 5/19/22. He noted the petitioner's course of treatment to date, including the fact that post-operatively he required several knee aspirations, but nevertheless underwent additional surgery. Period. On evaluation approximately 6 weeks after the revision surgery on 10/30/18, he was released from care. Period. The other surgeries were on 6/29/18 and 9/14/18. Period. In this visit, he reported increasing pain in the right knee with no new injury. Period. He now works for Great Arrow Builders. Period. He still remains active in terms of hiking and walking, but admits it becomes more painful both medial laterally and also in the superior quadriceps area. Period. He again denied any injury since last seen and released. Period. X-rays of the knee were performed showing a well-maintained healthy joint space with no evidence of significant post-traumatic osteoarthritic change. Period. Dr. Islinger's impression was increasing right knee pain, although difficult to fully correlate with his current pain to the original injury, which was now about a little over 4 years ago. Period. It is certainly possible that significant trauma from the original injury is responsible for the current symptoms. Period. He opined at least some of his residual symptoms are related to that original injury in question. Period. They elected to pursue a cortisone injection to the knee and was fitted for a wraparound knee brace. Period. He was going to continue on full duty and return in 1 month for reevaluation. Period. Your paragraph, Mr. Dennison did see Dr. Islinger again on 6/16/22. Period. He reported good improvement since the cortisone injection, but he still had medial-sided pain. Period. The exam showed tenderness along the medial joint line with good range of motion and very mild swelling. Period. Another corticosteroid injection was administered to the knee. Period. The diagnostic compression was right knee pain with mild arthritic change. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions. The additional documentation corroborates my findings and most of my opinions about causation recently rendered. Period. It remains my opinion that there is no increase in the level of permanency in the right knee as a result of this treatment. Period. He remained highly functional, and clinical findings were most consistent with medial joint line tenderness as opposed to prepatella area. Period. Accordingly, there continues to be permanent partial disability referable to the right leg without regard to cause. Period. I would again estimate 3.5% to his pre-existing condition and surgery with the balance to the subject event. Period. There remains 0% permanent partial disability referable to the left leg. Period. and